About 6 years ago, a friend asked me to officiate at his wedding on Christmas Day. I was happy to do it. Gave me a chance to go back to Saskatoon, where I grew up. I took a couple of drives down memory lane, past the family house where I grew up, where I'd gone to school, various places I'd worked and lived. There were so many memories that rose up in my mind and my heart, my body, my spirit. Now, I've done these kinds of memory tours other times when I visited Saskatoon. So why was it feeling so potent this time? Then I realized it was the first time I'd been back since I'd turned 50. It was part of my midlife review. What was, what could have been, and what the impact of my choices has been. I got to thinking about today's service and our theme this month of threshold. It relates, I think, to moving from one stage of life on to the next. Our Unitarian Universalist principles remind us that we encourage spiritual growth in each other and in our congregations. We recognize that each of us has the freedom to search for what they believe to be true and what holds meaning. As we sang, walk on shores while spirits fly over the ocean, over the land, our faith a quest to understand. As humans, we go through these various stages of life, from infant to child, youth to young adult, mature, then older adult, and then, if we're lucky, becoming old. What do we learn at any particular stage in our life? What are our spiritual challenges? How do we accept and support one another at these various stages in our lives? Each of us will define spiritual growth differently. For me, spirituality is an awareness that I am connected to all in this web of existence and to those forces that create, sustain, and transform life. So when I'm growing spiritually, I become more aware of these interconnections and then, in compassion, choose to act from that understanding. I get a clearer sense of the nature of reality, why I'm here, why there is good and bad in the world, and what I want to do about it. I learn more how to live out my principles, how to choose more ethical and compassionate actions and words. Not that I always achieve it, but I aim towards it. That's why I appreciate having a religious community like this one, so I can explore with others with similar values how to achieve such spiritual growth. To consider the core of spiritual growth at various life stages, I looked at a number of sources for inspiration. My own and others' lived experiences, the arts, religious traditions, and social science research. Perhaps the best known model about spirituality and life stages is James Fowler's Stages of Faith. Some of you may have heard of it. His 6 stages look at what happens from when we are infants, younger and older children, youth, young adults, into middle adulthood, mature adulthood, and what a few individuals in advanced years have achieved. Now, since this isn't a psychology lecture, I just wanted to mention that Fowler intends a different sense of the word faith than is often thought of. To have faith in something could include having faith in family, community, health, wealth, ideologies, theologies. For Fowler, faith is the generic consequence, of the human condition of finding and making meaning. In pondering these various sources, I gleaned some core ideas as well as spiritual questions I think we could face. It isn't an exhaustive list. It's just a way for us to get thinking about our own life stages. I also want to suggest ways that our Unitarian community can support each other in spiritual growth at different stages. After each stage, I'm going to pause and just give you a moment to reflect on what happened to you at that stage in your life and what might have inspired or provoked spiritual questioning, challenges, and possibly growth. I hope you'll take time afterwards at our soup lunch or with someone that you're close to in the coming week to just share some of your thoughts about thresholds you have crossed through at these different points in your life. I also would love to hear from you. An infant doesn't recognize the separation between themselves and others. In some sense, perhaps they're more closely linked into that interdependent web of life. An infant's experiences are about trust. What creates trust? What destroys trust? The needs of survival and desire are strong since they're so dependent on us. Psychology emphasizes how important attachment is and how a child develops that sense of strong attachment to their caregivers. So an infant's spiritual growth is about developing trust or finding ways to cope when that trust and attachment is not strong. It instead becomes about surviving rather than thriving. Unitarians have a rite of passage that we call child naming and dedication. In it, we recognize that a child is their own person who will unfold into their own personality. We help parents see their role in this unfolding rather than imposing their own needs. We do this rite of passage within their community's love. As a congregation, we also offer a caring community for families on a weekly basis, supporting parents and offering loving kindness to the precious babes that come here. When you were a baby, what helped you develop trust and attachment to others? What prevented it? How did that affect how you experience the world? Young children often continue to feel a connection to that which is greater than themselves, however that's understood. As the child grows, they become even more focused on themselves. They naturally ask questions. Is that your experience? They're drawn to stories to make sense of their world, and they take them often quite literally. As they mature, they can understand symbols and metaphors, but that takes time. So spiritually, they're coming to understand the world around them in a very practical way. We just sang about this. Children ask the reasons why. In our lives, the answers show. And by our love, they learn and grow. In our Unitarian approach to religious exploration, we encourage children's questions. We support them to find their own answers. We also share with them inspiration from various sources of world religions, spiritual practices, science and philosophy, as well as from their own life experiences. We know we all have a role in the development of children, especially as we try model living our principles. What important questions do you remember asking about life when you were young? What answers were you given? Teenagers and young adults test authority. They're gaining their own sense of power and their ability to make choices. They're searching for a peer group. They often try out various groups And if they can't find one, they try to figure out how to cope without one. They're exploring different identities to see which resonates at any particular time. And through this, they cultivate different aspects of themselves. They may lean towards being more conventional to their family and their peer group, or more rebellious, perhaps just finding their own unique way. They may leave home, whether physically, emotionally, spiritually, or mentally, to create their own path and decide their own beliefs. Perhaps some of you had that experience at your development in your life, to try and find your own path. Unitarians' rites of passage include the coming of age program. It's for 13-year-olds to help them develop their own statement of what they believe. We also have a bridging ceremony as teenagers bridge into young adulthood. So they recognize that as their peer group may change, they are still part of this larger Unitarian Universalist movement. They have a place in this world to be exactly who they are. And it's our role to create a caring community that encourages them and gives them opportunities to try out new ideas, develop skills for fostering healthy relationships. When you were a teenager, what kind of support did you receive? What did you want to do with your life? As we mature into adulthood, spiritually, one focus is on developing your role in the world. How do you employ your time? What does that say about what's important to you? If you face illness or income challenges and have less control over choosing your role, then how do you find your place in the world? This stage is also about what creates your identity. Do you have an identity through your work or your relationships? Do you identify yourself as a parent, a spouse, a friend? How do these relate to what you think is of value in the world? Unitarians' rites of passage help people name their commitments to others, such as through a marriage ceremony or celebrating their dedication to their children, if they have them. Now, because of various demands at this busy stage of life, time for spiritual exploration may be hard to come by. A Unitarian community can offer programs that help connect spiritual exploration with relevant roles in our lives, like spirituality of parenting, or the spiritual aspect of caring for aging parents. We can offer a course like Building Your Own Theology, so you can develop your own answers within a supportive group. At some point, there may be some significant life event that causes what some refer to as a spiritual awakening, a sense that the mundane life is not all there is. There might be pressing questions that arise. Why do bad things happen to good people? What's the purpose of my life? What happens after death? Whether it's the death of someone close to them, their own serious illness, some kind of loss or shock, or even some wonderful event, such as the birth of a baby, a spiritual awakening can direct people to search for meaning in their life. And it's often when people come seeking such a community as ours, to help them find that meaning and support them while they do is part of our role. Even in our songs, we name all are born and all shall die. Life's the time left in between to follow a star, to build a dream. The Unitarian rite of passage for memorials, which we call celebrations of life, help people identify what they value about the person who died, what they learned from that person's life, while also acknowledging death and loss and the value of being within community. It provides time to reflect on and recommit to what they hold dear. Now, as you get into middle age, it becomes clear there's not so much time left to accomplish what you wanted to. This includes those who may not have a formal career path. It's about what life has to offer and making the most of it. Dealing with regret. Affirming what is good. Because of your life experience, you start to see how complex life can be. Sometimes an area of spiritual growth is knowing what you believe without having others having to agree with you. Instead, it shows spiritual maturity to learn to become curious about others' beliefs without becoming defensive when they have beliefs that are different than yours. In our senior years, the transition from being a working person to a retired person can bring on its own challenges. How do I understand myself now? And what purpose I serve if I'm no longer working? What will I do with my remaining years? How will my financial resources best serve me and those I love during those years? How do I invest my time, skill, and resources into what I believe are the most important things while I still have energy for it? What have I learned from my life? Do I have wisdom to pass on to others that I gleaned from my life experiences? Now, growing old is not for the faint of heart. I can hear the laughter, especially from those who know it from life experience themselves. Aging brings up other kinds of challenges. Loss of independence, loss of certain abilities, and various kinds of health issues. How does one learn to let go of the attachments to what has been lost, to what might have been, while still holding dear the love that we might have had for those who have gone before us? How do you develop acceptance and gratitude for what you still have? Often your focus shifts from just what you need to the needs of the next generation, especially if you have grown children and grandchildren or other younger relatives. Spiritual growth may come from learning what is manageable now in your senior years. Simple things in life can give great pleasure. Taking time to see beauty in the natural world and in those around us. Hug the laughter. Feel the cry. May we see where we can give, for this is what it means to live. Nearing death, at whatever age, brings its own spiritual challenges. What comes next? How do I find meaning in death? And meaning from my life? How do I emotionally process what did not go well and celebrate what did? It involves the importance of valuing the relationships in my life, resolving any past conflicts if possible, finding resolution as much as possible within my power. It helps to meet with others to prepare for death, to talk about what's happening, how you're feeling, deciding on health directives, plans for your memorial, what words do you want to use, or music, what rituals would express what's most important to you in your life? What wisdom do you have that you want to pass on to others? What does it take to have a good death? Unitarian communities can host adult spiritual exploration programs to provide space and support to do this kind of processing and preparing for life's end. What would you say are the most important things in life based on your own life experience? What wisdom do you have to pass on to the next generation? At this point, I'm going to invite us all to consider these questions and maybe an answer you'd be willing to share with another person who's near you as part of a community question time. We'll spend just a few moments in quiet to allow you time to think about your answers. And then I'll ring the bell. You can turn to someone near you in pairs. You'll each have about a minute or so. So you just have to figure out what's that one essential nugget I want to share. I'll ring the bell to let you know when to switch to the next person. So you each have time. And then the bell again to end it. And if, of course, for any reason, if you'd rather not participate and just want to sit with your own thoughts and feelings, I invite you just to take the gesture for namaste and just close your eyes so others will know you just want time on your own. So a moment in quiet to consider your answers to these questions.